would they eat anything that would be poisonous to them?
Once in a while, I forget what that is. It's some kind of a weed, but they hardly ever got anything like that. No, we never did have any. Yeah, eat anything that's poison that way.
Would you be more comfortable sitting here and I could sit there?
I'm going to change them lines when we get that sunshine coming.
You'd like to just sit there?
No, that's all right.
Do you have something called shoemake around here?
Yeah, poison shoemake. Yeah. That's the same thing that's poison ivy in here, you see.
I see.
And, it'll poison your skin.
The cows don't eat that, though.
No, they won't eat that. We never had any trouble with the cows eating anything that poison. We had, take that back now. We had this cover crop. Betra. While when a piece, if they got a bait of that, it broke them. And they just swell like they're going bust, you see. And they told us if you'd take a stick, something like a hoe handle, size your wrist, and tie it across where your mouth and make them breathe with their mouth open, it'd let you out, or run them, give you a lot of exercise. So we had several that come up bloated that way. If they get in there and eat that stuff in the field where that cover crop, you wouldn't think there's enough there in the wintertime to bother them much, but the first thing you know in the spring of the year, they'd get in there and get enough of it, and we'd have to run them to get
just
them unbroken.
Make them run.
We gotta get that gas and air out of there.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Another kind of bug while we're mentioning that, did you have any that would kind of fly over water, had two sets of wings, and just kind of hover over water?
They never did bother. I think we'd call them snake doctors. I mean, nicknamed them mosquito doctors or something that kind. They fly over the water and dip down and touch the water and fly down with a double set of wings. I never did have no trouble. Never did know what they done any harm or not.
And bugs that would fly around a light?
Camouflage. Yeah, we hunted them once in a while now to come out. I think they really come from the old house now. We tore that house down and used a whole lot of lumber in the old house in this one, and I think they come through that one way or another. We have one once in a while now. And then the wasps and jackets will get through the windows and get through an eternal light. They'll get up there around them lights. They don't bother them, just aggravating to know there's a bug in the house.
Is a camouflage the same and then as a... calling them a moth? Or?
Yeah, about the same thing as a moth. Mm-hmm.
And the kind that flies around and turns off a light? Off,
lightning bug. I don't know what the real is. I do know the real name of that bug, too, but I've forgotten what it was, but we call it a lightning bug.
Yeah, how about the...
They don't ever do any harm. They just here, you see it.
How about bugs, maybe that big, that jump?
Grasshoppers?
Yes, sir. Are they bad for crops? Do they eat your crops up?
I didn't know a grasshopper. Now we got a big old black grasshopper that's around here a whole lot, and they'll the flowers in the yard. They'll eat them up sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's a big black grasshopper with some red spots around on. Great big fella. They claim it's awful good catfish bait. I never have used it. They claim it with a lot of them here every year, and they do bother the little annual flowers that come up yearly, and they'll eat on them some.
What else, by the way, do you use for bait when you go fishing?
Well, they buy a whole lot of this artificial stuff, you see, that you get.
But I wondered when you were young,
you had to dig your worms. You get these old red worms about so long. That's the best bait. And them soldiers you got out of the fine timber and that, that's a good bait. And there's other worms.
Did you ever use any little fish?
Little fish you cut up's good bait for... especially for set hooks while you're not fishing with a pole.
Or these little, I think they're about so big, minnow, they look like a fish.
Top swimmers or minnows, either one you see is good bait. You can always buy them.